Good morning, guys.
Good evening, guys. Welcome.
Welcome to the podcast. What do you think is the most common stress reason among young people?
How young are we talking about?
Let's say late teens to early mid-20s.
I would say just like generally like what they're going to do with their life. Like what's the next step? Like, okay, I finished high school or I went to university, but now, like, what will I do? Like, how can I get a job?
Do you think those people who are not that ambitious, kind of, they don't have much aim in their life? They're also stressed by something?
Maybe, like, by their appearance. Like, I'm looking ugly today. It's stressing me out.
You mean, like, if they have, like, a small acne, they would feel...
Like, they would stress too much about how they look. And, like, then that creates, like, for example, acne. And then they look worse, and then, I don't know, like, they have no other aim in life, just about how they look.
So if there is a girl, let's say, and a guy goes to her and he, like, compliments her.
Yeah.
Okay, so is there any chance, like, down the line, he has control over her, basically?
You mean, like, telling her what to wear and what to not wear?
Yeah, up to that level.
Yeah, I would say if she has low self-esteem and she's kind of insecure.
Do you think a lot of women have low self-esteem?
Maybe, but they don't, like, realize it.
So, what do they think if they don't realize they have low self-esteem?
I don't know. What is the basic of having low self-esteem?
What is low self-esteem? Low self-esteem is when someone lacks confidence about who they are and what they can do. So it's basically lack of confidence, as we were saying.
Maybe they just think it's like normal to feel that way, like everyone feels that way.
I don't think so.
Why?
Because the people who have low self-esteem, they think other people, they're perfect, you know that?
Really?
Yeah. They think like all their lives are good, everything is good is happening in their lives. Only they are the weak one, the wrong ones, or how can I say, the one who should become better, or like, they cannot be out in the public.
That's so weird.
Yeah, but there are a lot of people like this. For example, when you go to a class, and most of the students, they are not answering.
Yeah.
Why they don't answer?
I would say most people are afraid of either saying the wrong thing or they don't want to speak up. I don't know.
I would say a very less percentage actually knows the answer. And they're like, this is like very basic. Let me not answer this. I would say like less than 1% or maybe 2% are in those. Some would be like, okay, I know this, but I'm not sure about it. So they're like 50-50.
Yeah.
And most of them have low self-esteem, I would say, because then they would be thinking, what if, like, people make fun of me?
Yeah.
Like, the worst can happen is, okay, you are wrong. The teacher will not come and, like, start beating you.
I think it's not about the teacher. I think it's about the other people in the class. Like, they start laughing at you or something like that.
Exactly. And once you, like, you escape this mindset of being laughed at, you don't care. You're here to learn. And
who cares about them?
A lot of people do.
Yeah, but I'm saying you should not care. It's not worth the time to care.
Yeah, but eventually you will get to know the answer. And you're not putting your self-respect on the line.
That's true, yeah.
Imagine the people you spend most of the time with, they are thinking you're stupid as hell. You know?
Yeah.
So don't you think it is worth it to put yourself in that danger of losing all your respect?
Yeah.
Now, think about this perspective. Let's say a 17-year-old.
Yeah.
How many people he knows?
Like, as friends?
Total people. Let's say total people, okay?
I don't know. Maybe like max 200 people.
Max 200. And majority of those people are from which place?
His school.
School. Okay. And if his reputation goes bad in school, the majority of people he knows in his life will think he is stupid.
Yeah.
So if you think like this, his social life can become difficult by this.
Mm-hmm.
This is what holds back people, I think, I'm sure about it. Because they don't see the bigger picture.
Yeah, that's true.
For example, after getting out of high school, how many people do generally meet each other? Like one person? Less than like 5 days a year or at most?
Yeah, yeah.
And nothing matters after that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how they operate. Because this is their reality right now. We can't say they're wrong or right. We have to understand them and make them understand the way they are thinking is very limited.
Yeah, that's true.
What do you think about the stress for an old person? Because I'm sure our audience is pretty young, but I want them to relate with older people. I want them to have, they can understand them. They can be kind with them.
Mm-hmm.
For example, an age group around, let's say post-retirement, okay? They are 60,
mm-hmm.
they are 65, they are 70, whatever is the age. What can be their stress things?
I don't know, nothing is coming to my mind actually.
Do you think they would be stressed by death?
I mean, if they're only 60, I don't know if they're stressing about death like the most. Like, okay, it's maybe in the back of their mind.
What about their 70?
I think it really depends on the person. Like, if they have other health issues, yeah. Probably they would be stressing and, like, actively thinking, like, okay, which day will be my last day?
Really?
I
used to think, like, they would be pretty chill. Like, I lived my life, like, fully. And I let me die, you know?
I'm sure there's also people like that, but most people don't want to die or they're scared of dying.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
That is true. What about a 50-year-old guy?
How much more work do I have to do before I can retire?
That is true.
Yeah.
And I think these days, after seeing inflation and everything, they might also be thinking, oh, can I retire? Can I even retire or not?
Yeah. Also in, I don't know about other countries, but I think in Finland now, the like, I think the retirement age that you can like, minimum age is like 70 or something.
70, isn't it too much?
Yeah, it's, I don't know if it's 70 or 65, but it used to be like 55 or something, I think. So it's going up really fast.
55 to 70.
I mean, 65. There's like decades in between, but still like.
That's pretty wild, actually.
Yeah.
How old is Mike Tyson?
He was 50 something, right?
Yeah. Imagine like Jake Paul takes him to Finland and he's like, yeah, still you can work. Let's have one more fight.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, he's fighting
with his oxygen mask.
Oh my god. But yeah, so it depends on the place as well, like when you can actually retire.
That's true. You know, in Japan, they started a postal service,
mm-hmm.
a courier service, and they only hired retired people.
Okay.
Because for retired people, they don't have to pay any bus or train ticket, okay, in Japan.
Yeah, okay.
So they would just, they have a job now, okay, because Japanese people are pretty lonely after getting out of work.
Mm-hmm.
So now they have friends, they are working, and they get some money, not too much money actually,
mm-hmm.
but still they are moving around, they are traveling like in the city, so it was good for them.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a win-win situation.
That's true. I think, yeah, a lot of older people are pretty lonely. Like their children have moved out, or like maybe they come, I don't know, once a month to visit them every few months. So they're just at home, like, they have nothing to do.
Do you think, like, for them, loneliness is more stressful than thinking about death?
I don't know, but the loneliness also, like, for example, they can develop, like, dementia because of the loneliness.
Really?
Yeah, because there's nothing like happening in their life. They're just doing the same thing every day. Like in a place I was living in, like the neighbor, she had like a pretty bad husband. Like he was not treating her that well. And she was just stuck at home every day, just watching the TV or just sitting on the couch, like doing some, I don't know. And she developed like dementia in a few years, like of just in living in that place and like doing nothing.
So dementia cannot happen in like a couple of years. You need a long time for that? I didn't know this.
I don't know. This is just one person that I saw, like that it happened to. So I don't know how it is exactly, but it's pretty scary. Like, if you don't do anything, that can happen. And not many people know.
It
Like, so they're
is
letting
scary.
their parents, like, go into the state.
This is actually very scary.
Yeah.
So, do you think like children or their parents, like they should take care of them?
I mean, if the parents can like do everything themselves, no, the children don't need to be there like holding their hand. But like if they're pretty old and they need care, yeah, I think the children should do it.
What if they say, okay, I can send you to a very good nursing home?
I don't really agree with nursing home.
Why? You don't like nurses?
I don't know, I would rather take care of my parents myself if I can. Like, not about the money or anything, but it would just feel weird. I don't know, that's just maybe me.
So you judge people who send their parents to a nursing home?
No, I don't judge, but it's just kind of weird. I don't understand it. Unless you have like some reason, but I don't know what kind of reason you could have to do it.
Why do you think it is weird? What is your
Because
chain of thoughts?
I mean, don't you want to take care of your parents yourself? Like they took care of you when you were growing and you needed them, so why aren't you taking care of them when they need you?
But people can argue like they were selfish. They brought us to this world.
I mean, yeah, they did, so like deal with it. Why are you complaining? You're already here, like it's done.
Yeah, that's true. That's pretty straightforward thing to say. I hope
Yeah.
people think like this actually. It's pretty wild. Like in old times, if we go back 100 to 200 years ago, how were the things in Western world? Were they also like the same, or they just recently become like this? You know, like before, government was not too much involved in day-to-day activities and these things.
Yeah.
How were they doing it? Were they actually taking care of their parents? And
I feel like no, they just let them like die alone or something.
do you really think so? I don't think so.
Maybe some people, I don't know.
See, when we talk about like a society, we can't say like some people were doing bad,
Of course.
so yeah.
I don't know.
Because if people see so many things like this, why would they like have kids? They would say, if these are the kids, I don't want them.
I
Let me
think,
enjoy with my money.
yeah, I think in those times, like, the whole family was basically living in the same home, so you were forced to take care of whoever is in the home. Now, like, kids are living separately and the parents are living separately.
That's pretty interesting. Would you live in a house like that, or?
I don't know. I feel like I would kind of need my own, like, privacy a little bit, like. But I wouldn't mind like living right next to my parents or something.
Like neighbors, what if there is a big house like a duplex or something, like a big house?
Maybe I'm not against it, but I don't know. I've never lived in like a house like that, so.
Makes sense. Once I was visiting like a palace, and inside the palace,
I mean, if it's a palace, yeah, like it's fine.
what? Of course, yeah. Then anyone would change their mind
Of course,
immediately,
yeah.
yeah. So like he had like small small living spaces for like the wives of the man, and there were
Okay.
like small spaces for the children as well. Like they were like separate structures inside the palace. So you can imagine the palace was so huge,
Yeah.
because inside there were like small palaces. because like one wife is living there, so it should be her separate place, right? Then her, how can I say, her workers are living there, then her kitchen is there,
Oh my gosh.
so you can imagine.
Okay, in that case, yeah, it's fine with me.
No, nobody's saying no about it.
Yeah.
I don't know why did I say it. It's pretty evident. Nobody will say no.
Of course.
But yeah, it was pretty interesting. Have you ever visited a palace?
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
You don't have palaces?
In Finland, no, not really.
There are a lot of palaces.
I mean,
Turku Castle. I don't know what does Turku means.
it doesn't have a meaning, at least not in Finnish.
Hame Castle.
Hame. I mean, yeah, but these are like,
Small or
they're
far away?
small, yeah, and they're not like in the capital city, so.
Really?
Yes, Turku is a city. It's like a. Actually, I think it was the previous capital of Finland.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you show me, please?
The castle or the city?
The city. Wow, it looks beautiful. Ooh. Wait. This picture.
The cathedral?
The cathedral, yeah, show me.
This is a castle.
This is the castle?
It says here.
Turkulina. Okay.
Borunlinna. Yeah.
Can I see it on the map? How far away is it from Helsinki?
Helsinki is
It's
here.
also in the south.
Yeah.
How many people live, how much population live in the south actually? Like 70%?
Yes.
Wow. It's just like Canada, you know?
Yes. But yeah, it's pretty cool. I've never been there.
So, when Finnish people were ruling Finland, this was the capital?
I think yes. But these all kind of look the same, like ugly and small. It's circular.
Yeah, circle is very stable structure.
It doesn't even look like a castle. I just like the greenery.
It looks like a chateau, you know?
What is it, Chateau?
Like a small castle, basically. For like small king type of people, you know? Not actually kings. So when you feel stressed, how do you deal with it?
I don't.
You don't feel stress or you don't deal with it?
I feel it, but I don't really do anything about it. I don't feel it that much. Even if I'm under a lot of stress, I don't feel it that
You don't
much.
feel the intensity.
Yes.
Okay.
So I don't have like some stress, like how to de-stress or something.
But like, do you know some tips which anyone can do it?
I don't really have because I don't have experience with that.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, let me tell you the best tip.
Okay. I mean, for me, actually, I think like just moving, like doing some sports or just going on a walk is the best, but that's all I can say.
That is very good. Yeah. But I would say the best is, in my opinion, take a piece of paper, start writing
About what you're feeling, or.
about anything. Okay. What you're feeling, why are you feeling, like, don't be too much emotional. Be a little bit rational as well. But in the starting, you will be emotional. But after, like, let's say half of the page is done, and I'm sure you're not like writing like in a very huge font.
Unless you're like five, yeah.
Yeah. Listen. If you're a 5-year-old, stress your parents. Don't be stressed.
It's not your time yet.
Shit in your pants, please. Like, God. Yeah, by the time you're half of the page is done, you're pretty rational at that point. You're not that stressed. Or even if you are stressed, you're not emotionally overwhelmed. So it's pretty under control. Like the situation is pretty in control of yourself. Sometimes I also feel I do this, and after half of the page, I just start drawing, you know, like drawing
Yeah, drawing is also
anything.
good.
Yeah, drawing is also good. So you don't have to actually do only one thing. You can also like walk and sit outside after walking, and then you can use the paper thing.
Yeah,
you can do a lot of things. Talking to someone, but talking to someone, not discussing something. I would say first be by yourself, identify why you're feeling that way. And then when you want to find the solution, then talk to someone who is a smart person, who you think is a smart person. And always take advice from at least two different people. And not like both of them are the same place, because there is a biasness when we are listening to the same person. I will repeat the same or similar type of things. It's in all of us. It's human thing. I know like all of us are stressed in different ways. So just don't be.
I mean, it's easy to say, don't be stressed.
Ooh, it's gone.
It's fine.
It's fine. It's
what's perfect. Stress? I don't know what that is.
All right, guys.
Don't be stressed.
Don't be stressed. Hey, get up. Don't be stressed. Do your work. Move your body. Come on. Take a shower. Do some workout. Take a shower. Go outside.
Breathe fresh air. If you're in a place.
It's optional. Breathing is optional, you know. Breathing is always optional.
If you have fresh air available, then breathe.
I mean, they can breathe anything.
No. Don't breathe like some traffic.
I would say go in the most busy street in your area, run there.
I mean, you can do like people watching, you know, like you're just watching other people. It gets your mind off of things. People do that. Like in Finland, like people go sit in a cafe just to watch other people. It's called people watching.
People watching?
Yes. It's pretty strange.
Guys, don't do this, please.
Yeah, you should spend your time on something more productive.
People watching? It's called like stalking, okay? People watching.
I mean, it's not like you're seeing some specific person. You're just seeing whoever happens to be there.
I mean, okay, I would understand if you're like a writer or a storyteller.
Maybe they are.
Or maybe a movie director and you want to observe people, okay? In that case, I totally understand.
Yeah.
Because you want to get the knowledge of how people are interacting. You need to know the way they are behaving, the clothes they are wearing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It would totally make sense. I'm not feeling good. Let me watch some random people. I mean, if like, yeah, if there are beautiful girls around, I would say, yeah.
Yeah, just don't do it in any circumstance. Unless you're, like how you said, like a writer or something.
No. Act like a writer. Talk to a random girl, okay?
Oh, impress her. Yeah, I'm a writer.
Yeah. And just lie to her like, you know, you're such an interesting person. You're like, you're just like the female lead in my story.
I thought you were going to say, can I write a book about you?
Actually, that would be so cringe.
Yeah.
You know, but if you
that's
say
that's
such
like, an ick, actually.
Yeah. But if you say, I have already written, I've already thought about you and you are just like her.
It's like you're meant to be.
Yeah. But guys, I would say don't lie, because you can't lie for a long time.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Be yourself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Being yourself is more permanent, more satisfactory and easy.
Yes.
You can't just like listen to me, listen to my pathetic advice and just say, yeah, I'm gonna say that. I'm gonna do that. It won't work.
Yeah.
You're not me.
Yeah, be thankful for that.
Oh, I hate you so much. I'm just trying to save some innocent girls, you know.
Okay,
guys. Go to a cafe.
And do some work.
Do some work. Don't buy their coffee, you know. Just take the seat. Don't.
Yeah. And if they kick you out, just go to another place.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Come there another day. Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I think it was a good one. I really enjoyed it.
I'm happy for you.
Wait, you didn't enjoy?
I enjoyed, I'm kidding.
Guys, I hope you enjoyed as well.
It was a great one. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for listening. And please, guys, listen. Share this. Because we are not only just talking. we are also trying to improve something. We are also trying to learn, mm-hmm. and you guys are learning with us.
Yeah.
We are trying to spread some awareness. So if you care about like some things, about anything, and increase like general knowledge,
mm-hmm.
guys, please share it. Yes. With your friends, with family, with the people you hate, with the girl in the coffee shop, okay? Share it with the girl in the coffee shop.
How would you have her number? She's the girl in the coffee shop.
But these guys are listening to us. They're pretty interesting people, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, they would get the number easily.
Yeah, that's true. Of course, yeah.
Or take the Instagram, man. Yeah. Take her Instagram, ghost her for like 5 days and send this and tell her, these guys are amazing. That's it. Don't do anything. She'll be going crazy for you.
Yeah.
Alright, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have a good day.